So, Glenn, the pressure's on now that Tom Lees has scored for you to get off the mark next.
It's about time after a year and a half. Great. Two goals the game before as well from a corner, so which we needed a bit more, to be fair. So I'm delighted that the last two games we scored from two corners.
Tom said after the St Mirren game that it's something that he's worked on in particular to try and get a few more goals this year. Are you exactly the same?
He's lying. No, of course. We try to help the team out. It's part of our job as well to be dangerous at the set piece. So I'm sure we'll get better this year.
Jack Hunt got a lot of praise for his performance at the weekend. Just how well has he slotted in at right back?
Yeah, he's a very good player, as you could see last game. He's got, the urge to go forward and create problems for the opposite. But I don't like to highlight out one person. I think the whole team and even the players who didn't play, who came in, it's been excellent for us. And you can see in training, it keeps everybody on their toes, and it's looking promising for the coming season.
It was a really good start, wasn't it? Just to get a good home win, another clean sheet, as you did many times last season, and get some goals, because that was kind of the issue last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course. The first game is always difficult, and to get the first win, on your belt, it was very important. And the matter we did it, it's even better. We created a lot of chances, gave hardly anything away. So I think overall it was a good performance.
The key thing now, I guess, is just to build off that, isn't it? I mean, you got the cup game, but then Ipswich coming up at the weekend, which is going to be a really good test, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. But we know that this league is no easy games. Every game is going to be a tough one, and you got cup game in between, which is not easy as well. You will play against a highly motivated team. So, yeah, we take it game by game, and we have to prepare to our best.
One of the key things from last season was the character within the group, and that showed with many late comebacks, and Bournemouth and Rotherham highlighted that at the end of the season. It seems like you've kept that. Even though there's a lot of new players in the squad and a new coach, it seems like you've maintained that spirit.
Yeah, I think because we kept the core of the team still there, we just added a few extra players to it, and I think because of this, we tried that the atmosphere is good in the group. If you come with a smile to training every day, it makes the job a lot easier. So, yeah, we try to be on top of this.
As a player who has come to Britain and played abroad, then come over here, how well do you think some of the foreign players have adapted quickly to the Championship? Because it's not an easy league at all, is it, to do that?
No, of course, and probably 20 games in after 3 months, they probably feel tired and stuff like this. But you have to get on with it. And so far, they've been coping very well. Wait till the weather kicks in for some of these guys. No, they're doing terrific, and hopefully they can keep it up.
The club set or equaled a record for clean sheets last season. Considering you've already got one already, is that sort of an aim you can set there? Let's go and try and get towards that record again.
Of course, it was a great achievement last year. Hopefully we can do it even better this year, which we always try to do to better ourselves, so it won't be any difference in keeping the clean sheets. So I think, for us defenders, it's a nice target to aim for.
And in the Cup, this is the next game against Mansfield, of course. How important is the Cup? Because people will say on the one hand, it can sometimes be a distraction. On the other hand, if you're winning in the Cup, it can maybe help the league form as well.
Yeah, of course. A cup is a trophy as well in the end of the day, and it's an important game for us, and we see it this way. Plus, it's an opportunity for other people to step in and show, the manager, what he's missing out on them. So I think everyone can win from these games.
It is a bigger squad, isn't it? Do you sort of feel that competition in training, that maybe now there is two people competing for every spot around the pitch? Is that noticeable in comparison to last year, maybe?
Yeah, of course. Even the dressing room, it's fully booked. So, no, it is. Yeah, you can see it in training. Everybody keeps each other sharp, and you know, this. I think it's what you need to get better as a team. So I'm glad, you know, we're strengthening this squad, and hopefully we can keep each other going.
And you know what it takes to succeed at this level. When you look at this group now, do you think, yeah, you know, having been here for a while, that this club is ready now to maybe take the next step?
Still early doors, but I can feel the atmosphere is good. We brought in some very good players. You know, sometimes it takes a bit of time to get used to each other. But I think, like you said, the players are adapting very quickly. So hopefully, you know, it's only getting better from here on.